Maria the Doctor.
Who knows what may come next?
Good morning to Aussie actor Aidan Young. Hello, sir.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm. How you doing?
Good. Yeah, good. A bit early for me.
We actors have to get up early for the shoots, don't they?
For a shoot, generally the first thing of the day is just complete rubbish. I mean, you blunder through it. And, you know, you probably get an Oscar for it. Oh, well, you know, very inspired moment. Well,
we have heard some interesting tales of Brendan Cowell trying to turn up to work early. Have you had any issues turning up early and putting in your performance? Had anyone taken you to task?
Well, once I was doing this film, and I got a terrible fever. I got really sick, and the runner turned up to pick me up in the morning, and I was wearing 5 layers of clothing. And when I turned up to the set, they realized there's no way we could shoot. You know, mm-hmm. It's just a complete mess. So they called a doctor in, but the doctor who came had a blue shirt, and I was sure it was the cops. I hadn't done anything wrong, though. I took off down the street, you know, with my 5 layers of clothes. I ran like a
man. Michelin man.
And everyone for the rest of the shoot was going, what has he done?
Wow. So was this the kind of behavior that you used to display on some of the big Hollywood film set?
I was thinking, you know, it was funny, last night I was lying in bed and I was thinking about that Christian Bale.
The rant that he had, on Terminator. Was it the lighting guy that he was
is
having
he
going?
Is he English or is he American?
He's English.
He's English. Right. But so he was still trying to stay in character.
Yeah, he does that.
When he was angry.
Yeah, that's
because
good.
Because I do
That's
that.
Commitment, you, do you?
You know,
yeah.
I've done so many different accents over the years. You know, my romantic voice, I think, is Dutch. What a silly choice.
Yeah. I would have thought French would have been the first character.
You would think so. You know, and then my series, I suddenly am from, you know, somewhere else.
Eastern Europe.
So you're able to maintain that throughout a shoot?
No, I don't do that because I always find it really spooky because I've worked with some people who do that and it's just, it's kind of off-putting. You sort of say, how was your day? And, yeah, my day was fantastic. I went to Safeway, picked up some coffee, and
you're like, Hugo, you're in Newtown. Mr. Weeding, what the hell are you talking about?
So are you like a method actor? Do you turn up in character?
No, I'm in 5 layers of clothing.
In 5 layers of clothing, shivering.
And starts running from the law.
I every film's different. Some films your process is to turn up and, you know, to really feel it and hide away with a little iPod or whatever it might be, you know. But
are you able to click into it, though?
It depends. It depends how dramatic it is. If it's comedy, it's much more difficult. You've really got to be incredibly focused, but at the same time ready to move at anything.
Right.
Whereas drama, you sort of, I guess there's a sort of clearer line toward that sort of, you know, seriousness and the depth of the moment.
Well, speaking of seriousness, the film that you're spruiking at the moment is Lucky Country, and it's, it sounds like a sort of scary film, actually, but it's set kind of turn of the 19th, 20th century. Early 20th century.
It's a gothic Australian western to a degree, you know.
So proposition style, is it getting compared to that?
It is getting compared to that. Mm. I'm not the best guy to ask because I haven't seen that film. I've always chased it. I want to see it on the big screen. Everyone said to me, you've got to see this film on the big screen. I just never got around to it.
Why were you attracted to this film, besides the fact that it's a role and you get paid for it? You know,
well, it kind of stops there, doesn't it?
I don't know, does it? For you? No,
well, this was an opportunity to really... I'd loved the director's work in the past, you know, with Boxing Day and...
Chris Stenders,
yeah, and he'd made a film called Motherland, a documentary that was just extraordinary, and so I really wanted to work with him, and this was the perfect project for the two of us to do together, and I thought, well, here's an opportunity to portray a story that, you know, of an environment, of an age that rarely gets talked about.
Okay, let's take a little listen to you in action. This is from Lucky Country. We've got Aidan Young in this morning, and this is you holding a gun, I believe. What's the deal here?
Well, I think this is the moment where I don't want to give too much away.
No?
It's a difficult moment, but
right.
It's a pivotal moment in the film.
Why don't you listen to me? What the hell's the matter with you?
So just coming home for dinner.
Actually, that was a different moment.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
There's so many pivotal moments, aren't there?
No, this is a very funny moment in the film because essentially I play a character who takes his family out into the outback and everything sort of, you know...
Goes to shit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
As often happens in the outback in films.
Well...
And in life sometimes too.
Indeed. No, we only have two cartridges. you know,
right.
for the family's salvation and for our protection as yeah. well. And this boy suddenly shoots one off, and it's this feeling of, this is all we have,
yeah.
you know. And unfortunately, he feels berated and chastised in front of this visitor.
Yeah.
And there, a connection blooms between them at that point because of that, that moment.
Chair, we've got Aidan Young, Aussie actor, in this morning. He's
who had Miss Nude Australia in his garage quite recently.
What happened there?
Well, I was shooting a
yeah,
video.
Yeah, start
for...
explaining.
Come on. World's listening.
I think Loine's listening too. It was actually for her clip. She's my partner, Loine Carmen. We decided to do a video, and I sort of had this idea of doing this sort of 70s stag thing, but really sort of scattered and broken up imagery. And, you know, but I wanted somebody who was going to be quite natural with their nudity. Mm. And I thought, you know.
Get a nudist.
Through a friend, Sam Warad, he had a friend who had a friend, and all of a sudden we had Miss Nude Australia.
Wait a second, Sam, who plays in Loine's band and the bass player in The Holy Soul, knows someone who knows Miss Nude Australia.
That's right.
Do you know what? Lindsay's angry because
he's Holy Lindsay's
friends with Sam, and he's never introduced
he's
him
he's
to
He's never mentioned
Miss
that to me.
Australia.
What is Miss Nude Australia exactly?
Is who, that Robbie?
Yeah, what is the. Is it a competition? I mean, how do you get awarded?
Yeah, no, it's a competition. And she's an extraordinary athlete. I mean,
yeah,
extremely phenomenal.
Do you want to enter, Robbie?
Well, look, I don't say definitely on the radio at this stage, but I'm looking for a few new hobbies.
Is there a Mr. Nude Australia?
Oh, yes, that Master. Was my title many years ago.
Now, besides, in your garage, besides Ms. Nude Australia, I believe you've also got a collection of garden gnomes.
Yeah, we came across a collection. They're just visiting, you know.
All right. They're
in transit. We decided...
You're not that guy that's gone around stealing gnomes and then sending postcards to people.
No, right. Not him. No, yeah. We decided, it came from a deceased estate, and they were just too beautiful. This woman had accumulated these things over the years, and they were too beautiful to break up as a collection. They were just going to throw them out, some of them were going to go here. Apparently there's a Garden Gnome Society, but we decided...
Secret Society of Garden Gnomes.
If you are from the Garden Gnome Society, can you please call us this
morning?
But
also, more importantly, if you're Miss Nude Australia, maybe give us a call.
Or just send us a photo.
And don't get the two meetings mixed up.
Well, that would be great. Great footage. Actually, one of these gnomes is topless, which I love. You know? You know, I think I might keep that one.
Female gnome or a male gnome?
Female gnome.
Are there many female garden gnomes? Because it seems to me generally a male-dominated environment.
Mm. It's like the hottest 100 of all time.
Yes, it is.
I think about four or five in particular that we had, and some of them are the most lonesome. Of course, because they're all looking up, so they all have these plaintive eyes. You know, the saddest things of it, you walk down to the garage and by the time you get there, you want to kill yourself.
So you've actually made a film clip with these garden gnomes.
Well, I didn't make a film clip. I made a clip for the family. I decided I'd put together a sort of record. You know, I always believed that the camera is great as a weapon against the disappearance of things. So I put together this little clip for them, so they'd have a record of what their family member, you know, accumulated. And it's a very sweet thing, but I can't watch him without just, you know, I'm just a flood of tears.
So just say if you're making a film, maybe a big American film or a big Australian film, perhaps you had a crying scene in Lucky Country, does Kriv just bring out the garden gnome and just point it at you, and then out comes the waterworks?
Well, that would be very bad, wouldn't it? Imagine all these big Hollywood stars in the future be going, that Aiden's pretty weird.
Get him a gnome. Someone get him a gnome.
You can't cry without gnomes.
Yeah. We've got Aidan Young in this morning, Aussie actor who you may remember from Black Robe, which I remember Black Robe came out and you were touted as the next Russell Crowe, the huge Aussie actor that was about, or the Mel Gibson or something. You know,
I think somebody said I was the next Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I think it was close to that, though, wasn't it? And so you must have at that stage, how was it in Hollywood for you?
Well, it was great. I mean, I managed to, you know, have a lot of meetings and meet a lot of very important people. But at the end of the day, I just said, you know, I'm a kid. If I sell this idea of what they want...
Mm. Which is what?
Which is everything. You know, they want it every... They want you for life. You know, they're going to give you as much money as you need to buy a yacht and do whatever. But you know that you won't be able to go to India without... Everyone recognizing you. You couldn't travel to the, you know, Everest. You'd be on top of Everest and say, ah, g'day, Aiden, how are you?
Tedious to you that you're doing the publicity for, you know, a new project? And I think a lot of the press that I've read for Lucky Country does mention this Hollywood trip that happened, I mean, seemed to have happened some time ago. And do you feel yourself defending your decisions?
Oh, look, sometimes it depends on how it's, you know, how it comes across. I mean, you know, some people say, so what's it like being a has-been?
See, we were a lot more polite about it.
Well, that's right. I did see the headline.
Yeah, ask that was him. Yeah.
How it's a has-been.
Let's take another listen to Lucky Country, which Aidan Young stars in. You might want to tell us a little bit of this. We have to is all I've got.
We have to.
Yeah.
Eat the people.
Are we leaving?
Tommy, I have to fix the cart.
We're not going.
What's going on?
Just do as I say.
I don't want to go.
Tom, we have to go. You have to trust me.
We have to go. That's what it was supposed to say.
Yes, we have to go. You have to trust me. Yes. I can't, like, that was the one I can't.
It's the pivotal one, yeah.
That's very
yeah,
okay. pivotal.
Sounds like
moment.
Shit's
but
going
what's,
bad.
What is happening, I suppose, in a way, the film is very much a psychological battleground that this boy has to navigate through in order to find his own ideals. And that's a moment in the film in which it's really put to the test. And I tell you what, the performance of Toby Wallace in the film is nothing less than extraordinary.
And how old is he?
I think he was 12 when we made the film.
Oh, what a has-been.
Yeah.
He's had his time in the sun.
Actually, he's in Hollywood right now, hanging out with Russell Crowe.
He's actually walking on water.
Aidan Young, lovely to meet you. Lucky Country is the name of the film. It opens tomorrow, I believe. Thank you very much, sir, for dropping into Triple J.
Bobby, Marika, the doctor.
On Triple J.